Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Vikings Connected, a special preseason edition. I can't believe we're back. Aaron Newberg, my name is Chris Aki, and the schedule has just been released. I'm so excited.
We have an amazing season coming up.
We really do. Home games and, of course, the away games.
I know. Can you believe it? Our road games are outstanding.
I could not agree more. I'm glad you said that. We get to go, of course, Green Bay. You get to go to Detroit. And how about Pittsburgh? We get to play Pittsburgh. When's the last time we played Pittsburgh? I can't wait.
So I'm thinking more of, like, destination. Not just the football games. I mean, we have amazing cities to go to, amazing states, amazing countries to see.
Tell me what you mean.
I'll show you right now. Atlanta. Mercedes-Benz Stadium opens up this summer, Chris.
Wow.
Yeah, so first of all, you'll be one of the first to see the brand new stadium. Okay. They're hosting the Super Bowl after We Do It Best in 2019.
Gotcha.
Right? So it's going to be an amazing stadium to visit. And then, of course, you have to stop by the Centennial Park Fountain of Rings because, you know, the 1996 Olympics were in Atlanta.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
They do it to, like, sound and lights and everything.
Like Vegas, like the Bellagio.
So you have the new stadium.
Okay.
You have the rings.
I see
next,
this.
There's even more.
Ooh.
Martin Luther King Historical Center and the International Civil Rights Walk of Fame. So that's something really cool to experience and visit. Tons of tourists there every single year.
I know. This is really something.
There's a lot to do. The College Football Hall of Fame, did you know it was in Atlanta?
I honestly did not know it was in Atlanta.
So super cool exhibits.
Okay.
They even have like a little experience center where you can test your own football skills. Hmm. So the kids would love this. The guys would love this. I would love it.
That sounds like a great idea. This sounds like a great destination trip for the Vikings game.
Right?
Yes.
Think of making a weekend of it.
And
it'd be a blast.
That's number three?
That's just number three. We got to get to number two.
I can't even imagine.
Chicago. Monday night game.
Ooh.
Spend a long weekend in Chicago. Go to the football game at Soldier Field.
Right.
There is so much to do in the city. And what I like about it is you can drive if you want. So it's another family-friendly one.
That's fantastic.
So the first thing you have to do, the Skydeck. Ledge at Skydeck. You can actually, I don't know how many floors in the air it is, like forever. You can stand on this ledge and it's all glass. Hmm. So you're just kind of like standing out over the city.
I'm not doing that.
Are you afraid of that?
Very.
I will do it. The Shedd Aquarium. It's known like across the country as being one of the best aquariums.
Yeah.
So the kids love to go visit all the different exhibits there. And it's open year round.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what the weather will be.
I like the way you're doing this, but so far, please show me more.
Go.
All right.
Go to the next.
Oh, what's this?
Okay, the Magnificent Mile.
Ooh.
Known for shopping, known for architecture, even if you just want to take a little walk. And you'll usually see like little bits from movie scenes, like this church has been in a lot of movies.
Oh, church, yeah, church.
Right?
There's actually another church. Where's the bar? Is there a bar along
there's a lot of bars. There's a lot. Go.
So
I'll get you to your next one.
All right,
go.
Good, thank you.
Rush Street. Have you ever gone out on Rush Street?
Hugo's Frog Bar.
So good. Gibson's. Hugo's Frog Bar.
Right.
Tavern on Rush.
Okay.
Tons of great bars and restaurants. So if like you're with a group or with your honey and you just want an easy night out,
yeah,
Rush
I do.
Street.
That's
it's
what I
always
want.
Fun. It's like an always a good scene, always good food, always energetic. And while you're drinking on Rush Street, Lincoln Park Zoo.
Oh, that's where Lincoln Park recorded their first album.
No. It's a zoo. It's a zoo in the middle of the city, which not a lot of cities have a zoo right in the middle of the
city.
It's
in the middle of the city?
Yeah, Lincoln Park.
I had no idea. It's a perfect weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
I like it. That's number two.
See
I can't
you there.
Imagine what number one is. Is it Green Bay? Is it Pittsburgh?
Chris, it's in London.
Ah, trickery.
You guys, are you kidding me?
I can't wait.
Everything about London is perfection.
Good day, mate.
That's not what they say.
That's not what they say.
No, but the history, the culture, the architecture,
yes.
The museums,
yes.
The sports,
right.
The pubs. There's pubs from like the 1500s.
Ah, good day.
Right? They even have Big Ben there, and I am not talking about Ben Lieber.
Bye.
Buckingham Palace, obviously. The Tower Bridge.
Ah.
That alone. The London Eye.
Oh.
I think this is the biggest Ferris wheel in all of Europe. This is serious.
Yeah.
People wait in line for this. Celebrities go on this.
Is that right?
Each one of these, do you know how many each one of these holds?
14,000.
32 people?
Wow.
You could have like a little cocktail party
in
there.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I don't know if they let you bring cocktails in, but you can see like all of London and beyond. Abbey Road.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Paul is dead.
What?
You're too young to remember.
You
that.
Should take a picture in one of the red telephone booths. It's
yes.
iconic.
Doctor Who.
And who knows how much longer they're going to be there, really. You don't know.
Who is that?
He's on the social... Prince Harry.
That's David Letterman.
No, it's not.
It looks like David Letterman.
He's still single, girls. So, I mean, this might be your final opportunity to get a peek at him.
Is he really a prince?
He's the real Prince Harry.
Like, let's go crazy.
keep losing me.
Yeah, no.
So those are your three destinations for away games this season. You like them?
You've got me convinced.
I know, so fun.
I was thinking nothing but football, as I am wont to do, and you've really made me think about these.
Make a weekend of it.
Vacation destinations.
Right, exactly. You're going to have tons of fun.
I don't think I've ever said these words. Good job.
Thank you, Chris. That means the world to me. And hey, if we're lucky, maybe we could do a little away trip to Buffalo.
No, it's the Bills!